Call me Koala, I got what you need.
His obsession. His profession.
This jock.
His avocation. Fucking.
It's on the turntables like this.
Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to. I know about these things because I've been through it. We invite you now to listen, and we wish you every success.
However, as a beginner, it's best to just kill everyone as fast as you can by using the pump.
What the plunge is this? Cut. C-U-T. Cut. Now, wait a minute.
Are you trying to say something?
I never try anything. I just do it.
Make 5 or 6 cucumber sandwiches, remove the crusts, and arrange them attractively around the album. Place your turntable in front of your guests. If the sandwiches fly off the turntable, it is set at the wrong speed, in which case you and your guests will be eating much faster than usual.
Now, put the tape back in and
just play the damn tape.
I got a quarter.
I got 5 pieces of candy. What did you get, Charlie Brown?
I got a rock.
Anarchy!
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat.
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
Close your eyes. What do you hear?
I hear the water. I hear the birds.
Listen for the color of the sky. Look for the sound of the hummingbird's wing. Search the air for the perfume of ice on a hot day. If you have found these things, you will know. Do you hear your own heartbeat?
No.
Do you hear the grasshopper which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
good day. Welcome to side two. Okay, we should do this, okay? Go.
Sum up by pointing out that if Shakespeare were alive today, he would be well over 400 years old.
Is sound.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this exciting, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please.
Scratching where it is.
Sure. That's the second time this week I've missed my breakfast on Conhue. But I'm telling you, this ain't gonna happen no more.
Every one of you here this evening is just a little bit paranoid.
Drink Canada Dry.
He says you were scratching.
I wasn't scratching.
Are you calling him a liar?
I'm not calling him a liar, okay? I'm simply saying if I was scratching, I don't remember scratching. And if I did scratch, it's not because I was signaling the cop.
Oh, that was nice. Let me hear Baba now.
Congratulations, you have just completed your very own finger-powered record player.
This record player is very similar in the way it works to the first phonograph invented by Thomas Edison in 1877. The sound you hear is made of vibrations which are stored in the grooves of the record.
I find him scratchy after all these years.
When you play the record, the needle picks up the vibrations from the grooves and the cone amplifies those vibrations so that you can hear them.
Listen to the following sounds and see if you can recognize what they are.
Lotteries from Lotto Quebec. Scratch, you'll feel good.
Thank you.
say something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you weren't laughing at the question, just the color of my shirt.
He's got the itch between his fingers.
And what the devil have my bunions got to do with it?
Couldn't get out. He jumped, collared, scratched.
You tried to get fresh.
The mouthwash for droopy dragons.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all I need to see. Come on, go.
I like a loaf.
I could fix the brakes.
Then he wanted to scratch, but that made it worse.
Does anyone have an aspirin?
I would just like to say a few words about nudity in the world today. And I, for one, am just appalled by it. Why, did you know that underneath their clothing, the entire population of the world is walking around completely naked? Is that disgusting? And it's not just people, although goodness knows that's bad enough.
All I can get is static.
Horribly scratchy.
Horribly scratchy.
Always a little mixed up.
Statistics show that too much caffeine is not good for you. I know it's so easy because I myself, in the old days, used to drink. Oh, I was up to 63, 64 cups a day. And not just the small white styrofoam cups.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yep, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.